Honoring True Value, from Chapter 2 of Entering the Path of Enlightenment by Shantideva. Accumulating Merit. In order to grasp this precious mind, to the Tathagatas, and to the sacred Dharma, that stainless jewel, and to the offspring of the Buddha, those oceans of good qualities, I sweetly offer presenting offerings. As many flowers and fruits as there are, and all the kinds of medicines that there are, and whatever jewels there are in the world, and whatever pure and pleasing water there is, and jeweled mountains, and similarly forest groves, quiet and joyous, and creepers bedecked with adorning flowers, and trees whose branches bow down with good fruit, and fragrances of the celestial and other realms, and incense, wish-fulfilling trees, and trees of jewels, harvests appearing without cultivation, and everything else worthy of offering as ornaments, and lakes and ponds adorned with lotuses, and the wonderfully pleasing cry of wild geese, and all such gifts which belong to no one, reaching to the very limit of the infinitely vast realm of the sky, requesting acceptance. Imagining all these, I offer them to the Buddhas, the most excellent of beings, together with their offspring, the Bodhisattvas. May these compassionate ones, the excellent sights of good qualities, think kindly of me and accept my offerings. I am without merit and quite destitute, and have no other wealth to offer. Therefore, benefactors, you who think of the welfare of others, please accept these offerings for my sake. Offering oneself. To the victors and their offspring, I offer all my bodies completely and forever. Most excellent heroic beings, please accept me fully. I shall be your devoted servant. Benefits of their care. Through being completely under your care, I become freed from fear of phenomenal existence and can act for the benefit of beings. I turn away completely from my former unwholesome behavior. Moreover, in future, I will not do anything unwholesome. Bathing their bodies. In exquisitely perfumed bathhouses with brilliantly sparkling crystal floors and enchanting pillars of glittering jewels and canopies of lustrous pearls, Tathagatas and your offspring, with many jeweled vases of scented water that are beautiful and brimming, I will bathe your bodies to the accompaniment of song and music. Drying and adorning their bodies. I will dry your bodies with incomparable cloths that are clean and exquisitely scented. Then may I present you with suitably coloured, superb and fragrant robes, adorning the Bodhisattvas, with varied raiments so soft and fine, and with 100 excellent ornaments and still more, I adorn the pure ones. Samantabhadra, Manjugosha, Avalokiteshvara, and all the others. Perfuming their bodies. With fragrances which pervade the 1,000,000,000 worlds, I anoint the bodies of all the Buddhas with the most excellent of scents, so that, as with polishing pure refined gold, they blaze with radiant lustre. Offering flowers. To the Buddhas, the most excellent sights of offering, I present beautiful flowers. Mandara, lotus, utpala, and all the rest, each with rare fragrance and well arranged as attractive garlands. Offering incense and food. I also offer to these Buddhas excellent incense with pervasive pleasing scent arising as great aromatic clouds. With a diverse array of food and drink, I offer them celestial delicacies, offering lamps and beautified environment. I offer jeweled lamps on rows of golden lotuses. I clean the ground, sprinkle it with perfumed water, and scatter it with charming flower petals. Offering palaces, vast palaces, filled with tender melodies of praise, made bright and beautiful with strings of pearls and jeweled ornaments, ornaments without number, enough to fill the sky. These I offer to those whose nature is compassion. Offering parasols. To the Buddhas, I ceaselessly offer beautiful jeweled parasols with golden handles and exquisite ornaments adorning the rims, their fine shapes so beautiful when held aloft. I offer them to the Buddhas. Offering music. In addition, may masses of offerings arise like summer clouds and, accompanied by the music of sweet and entrancing melodies, may they be present, wherever they are needed, to alleviate the sufferings of all sentient beings. Offering to the sacred symbols. May jewels, flowers, and their like rain down in an uninterrupted flow upon the jewel of the sacred Dharma and on all stupas and statues. Offering as the Bodhisattvas do. Just as Manjugosha and the other Bodhisattvas made offerings to the victors, similarly do I make offerings to the Tathagatas, our benefactors, their offspring and all the rest. Offering praise. To those oceans of good qualities I offer praise, extolling them with oceans of diverse melodies. May clouds of sweet melodious praise arise for them without fail. Obeisance to the Three Jewels. To all the Buddhas in the three times who passed from samsara, and to the Dharma, and to the Sangha, best of assemblies, with bodies as numerous as the specks of dust in the universe, I offer salutations, bowing with each one. Obeisance to the sacred sites and teachers. To all that supports an awakening mind, and to the stupas, I make obeisance. To the learned abbots and scholars, and to the supreme adepts I make obeisance. Taking refuge in the three jewels. Until I gain enlightenment, I go for refuge to the Buddhas. In the same way to the Dharma and the Bodhisattva Sangha, I go for refuge. Taking refuge in the Buddha. To our leaders, the victors, those benefactors of beings who strive for the protection of beings and dispel all fear with their great strength, I go for refuge from this day onwards. Taking refuge in the Dharma and the Bodhisattva Sangha. All Buddhas keep in their hearts the Dharma that dispels all fear in samsara. To this, and to the Sangha of Bodhisattvas, I likewise go for refuge without reservation. Offering one's body. Trembling with fear at samsara, I give myself to Samantabhadra. To Manjugosha with my whole self, I give this, my body. Imploring Avalokiteshvara. You, whose compassionate conduct is never confused, benefactor Avalokiteshvara, with a stricken cry, I beg for help. Please protect this sinner. Seeking help from the Bodhisattvas. To the Aryas, Akashgarbha, Kshitigarbha, and the rest, and to all the compassionate benefactors, I cry from my heart, seeking your protection. Taking refuge in Vajrapani. When any of the malicious ones, the messengers and other attendants of the Lord of Death see you, they become fearful and disperse to the four directions. Vajrapani, I go to you for refuge. feeling regret and seeking refuge. Previously, I have strayed from your instructions, but now what I see brings great fear. So I truly go to you for refuge. Please quickly remove all my fears. Confession. Due to the power of desire, anger, and opacity, with my body, speech, and mind, I have been unwholesome. Whatever wrongs I have done, I now confess each and every one of them and beg to be excused. Some notes to the practice. In accumulating merit, precious mind refers to bodhicitta, the mind focused on enlightenment. In requesting acceptance, the Buddhas are asked, through the power of their wish to be helpful, to accept the offerings of which they have no need. In offering music, in India, the arrival of the monsoon clouds alleviates the suffering of the hot season. In confession, I beg to be excused as I don't want to suffer the painful results of this bad karma. This text is from the book Longing for Limitless Light by Tsiar Lama and James Lowe, read by Wendy, March 2022.